What if the very anxiety that keeps you awake at night is actually pointing you toward your greatest power? A century ago, a young Indian monk named Paramahansa Yogananda stepped off a boat in Boston Harbor carrying a radical message. Courage isn't something you develop, it's something you already possess. This wasn't mere motivational rhetoric. Yogananda understood what neuroscience would later confirm. Our deepest fears often mask our most profound capabilities. Steve Jobs kept Yogananda's writings close until his final days, recognizing in these ancient teachings a practical psychology that transcended both Eastern mysticism and Western self-help. The wisdom Yogananda shared in the 1920s and 30s, much of it unavailable until now, offers something our productivity-obsessed culture desperately needs, a pathway to inner strength that doesn't require grinding harder or thinking more positively, but rather remembering who we truly are. That knot in your stomach before a difficult conversation, the dread of opening your inbox, the weight of financial uncertainty, these aren't signs of weakness. They're invitations to remember. You are not your circumstances. Success, health, and wisdom aren't distant mountaintops to climb. They're your natural state, temporarily obscured by conditioning. Every day presents opportunities for quiet heroism. The colleague who undermines you, the medical diagnosis that shakes your foundation, the relationship that's slowly dying, these aren't obstacles to your courage. They're the gymnasium where courage builds itself. Meet them with what Yogananda calls a conqueror's smile. Not fake positivity, but genuine confidence in knowing you contain multitudes. The company you keep matters profoundly. Chronic complainers don't just annoy, they damage your spiritual immune system. This doesn't mean abandoning people in genuine crisis, but recognizing that some relationships drain the strength you need to help anyone, including yourself. Life guarantees an endless procession of gains and losses. When you stop expecting stability, you stop being devastated by inevitable shifts. Troubles aren't punishments, but opportunities to develop dormant strength. You already possess all the courage needed. The work isn't acquiring something new, but removing obstacles to what already exists. True calmness isn't absence of activity. It's the eye of a hurricane, perfectly still while chaos swirls around it. This dynamic force gives you mastery because circumstances no longer control you. Most people identify with their body's limitations rather than their soul's boundless potential, the root of restlessness. The entrepreneur who maintains equanimity, whether deals close or collapse, moves like a tractor over rough terrain, while their anxious competitor gets stuck in emotional mud at the first obstacle. Through deeper meditation, you access unruffled calmness that penetrates matter into omnipresent spirit. When you genuinely say, "Father, this is your work," you're releasing the crushing burden of results to something infinitely more capable. The transformative practice: when agitated, retire to silence until calmness returns. Don't make decisions, send emails, or have difficult conversations from a disturbed state. Yogananda describes the ideal as calmly active and actively calm, fully engaged with life while maintaining inner equilibrium. Consider the man whose heart trouble disappeared when a doctor removed the vest button he constantly fidgeted with. His nervous system had been in constant low-grade alarm from an unconscious habit. What buttons are you fidgeting with? True happiness comes when you concentrate on expressing divine will rather than ego-driven desires. Creative spiritual consciousness dwells within you, making you master of your destiny. Your only limitations are self-imposed thoughts denying your divine heritage. As God's child, you possess the absolute right to anything the divine does, not through entitled demanding, but through natural confidence in your birthright. This transforms prayer from desperate pleading to confident affirmation. Focus thoughts and feelings completely when praying. Approach with childlike simplicity. A child doesn't beg their parents for food, but expects it naturally while maintaining loving respect. Failures stimulate growth, not prove unworthiness. When battling bad habits, avoid obsessing over them while actively cultivating good ones. What you resist persists. What you nurture flourishes. Your worth isn't determined by others' assessments, but by your connection to your divine source. Eliminate mental poisons from books and associations that breed negativity. Your mind is sacred territory. Be selective about what enters it. No one can make you unhappy unless you choose unhappiness. Kindle hope through courage and creative thinking. Success, health, and wisdom are your rightful heritage. Worry is mental fast food, temporarily filling, but ultimately poisonous. Yogananda prescribes specific worry fasts, 7 to 8 a.m., noon 1 p.m., and 6 to 9 p.m. During these periods, refuse mental worry poisons. Gradually extend these fasts to weeks. When solving problems, maintain cheerfulness while putting forth your greatest effort, then leave results to God. I've done my best, therefore I am happy. Regularly associate with joy-infected minds whose laughter nothing can still. After a month of this laughter diet, your mind naturally fills with sunshine. This isn't toxic positivity, but refusing to magnify difficulties beyond their actual size. Fear magnifies pain 100-fold while destroying initiative, courage, judgment, and willpower. Use fear only as a goad for practical solutions, not paralysis. If haunting fears persist, divert your mind with absorbing books or harmless amusements, not as permanent escape, but temporary relief preventing fear from rooting in your subconscious. For performance anxiety, replace worry with deep attention and concentration. Practice deep breathing while concentrating between the eyebrows, mentally rehearse masterful performance, and master your technique through daily practice. Humbleness magnetically draws audience sympathy, while pride creates apathy. Regarding death, the universal fear, view it as a change everyone undergoes, not something to dread. Death comes to saint and sinner alike, suggesting it's a holiday from life's troubles rather than punishment. Anger cannot be cured with more anger. When enraged, remain silent and treat it as a disease requiring mental warm baths, thinking of those you could never be angry with. Physical remedies like cold showers can cool violent anger. See others as acting from ignorance and respond with understanding rather than wrath. Anger literally bakes your nerves and cells, accelerating aging and causing illness. When someone cuts you off in traffic or sends a passive-aggressive email, recognize that your anger hurts you far more than it affects them. Each morning offers a fresh start to cleanse your mind. Replace sadness with joy. Fill your thoughts with success consciousness. Both inferiority and superiority complexes arise from imagination. Overcome them through genuine self-confidence based on actual achievements. Words are vibrations of thought charged with soul force. Excessive talking, exaggeration, or falsehood weakens their power. Words spoken with sincerity and conviction become powerful forces that move the cosmic vibratory force. Practice affirmations loudly, fading to whisper, then mental chanting. With attention and devotion, take the thought from conscious to subconscious to superconscious mind, where it gains power to transform your reality. A lioness abandoned her cub among sheep. Raised by sheep, the lion grew up bleeding, eating grass, and behaving meekly despite his powerful form. One day, another lion captured him and forced him to see his reflection in a lake. With coaching, the sheep lion eventually learned to roar and embrace his true nature. You are that lion. You've adopted the limitations of your conditioning, the fears of your family, the smallness your culture prescribed. You learned to bleat when you were built to roar. This earth is a temporary playground for immortal souls. Pursuing material luxuries increases misery because external things can never fill the infinite space within you. True happiness comes from establishing yourself in the soul's immortal nature. From this foundation, you pursue noble ambitions from abundance, not desperate need. Behind your limited bodily consciousness lies the vast sea of God's presence. Through meditation, not mere belief, you experience this divine reality. The courage and confidence you seek aren't distant goals. They're your natural state, temporarily obscured by conditioning. Through daily meditation and mindful living, you remember what you've always been, a divine being having a temporary human experience, equipped with everything needed to navigate this journey with grace and unshakable inner peace.